Well, good morning to all. Pray all is well. We titled this message on the online service, Youth Message, and the reason why is that we're all young at heart. But we also kind of gear it towards the young people in our church and to try to bring a message that they can understand. But sometimes us older youth also need a message that's very simple. So the scriptures are very simple. The word of God is very simple. In fact, it's written in such a way that any child can understand it. And if it's presented to them. So we come together and we celebrate that. So today I want to start with reading a scripture out of John chapter 1 verses 1 through 18. Now, there's two Johns. Sometimes we get confused. John the disciple, the one that Jesus loved, wrote the Gospel of John. But then, like we talked about last week, there was another John, and his name was John the Baptist. So, God's Word, John chapter 1, and it's talking about Christ, the eternal Word. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that He did not make. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or a plan. This rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. John pointed out to the people that he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said someone who is coming that is far greater than I, for he existed long before I did." We have all benefited from the rich blessings He brought us, one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given to Moses, God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but His only Son, who is God Himself, is near to the Father's heart. He told us about Him. May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy word from the New Living Translation. You know, there's a Christmas star. You know, we hear the story when Jesus was born, and there was a star over Bethlehem, which represented the place where the Christ child was born. But the Christmas star is a very important star. And we in the church celebrate a lot of things, and sometimes we don't really understand the story, or if you would, the backstory. Now, we are in a time what we call Advent. Advent is when we expect and celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, we know Christ already came, so we have the first Advent behind us, and we stay in Advent because we have the promise of Christ returning. Now, if you notice in church, there's always a large, what we call an Advent wreath, and candles are lit on it, like you would light a birthday cake candle, celebrating the birth of Christ. And that's where the custom came from, really. So Advent candles help us to remember that Jesus was born and grew up to be a man who showed us how to love one another. Now, to this Sunday, today, we light one of the candles on this great big Advent wreath, which is in the church. So I think Phil's even put on the online service a picture of the Advent wreath. So in case you don't remember what it looks like, you can click on one of those images there and you can be able to see the Advent wreath. Well, we'd like to watch the candles burn, don't we, when we light them? Because it's a soft light, it's a nice light. But when we do burn a candle like this one, it's always sometimes on a birthday cake or little candles, different than the big candles that we got on the Advent wreath, because it's a way to celebrate. And it tells us how many years we're born if we put it on a birthday cake, right? So, well, in my case, 75, 77, I wouldn't be able to put that many candles on a birthday cake. But anyhow, we'll get back to the story of Advent. But one of the candles in our Advent wreath is burning today. Not because it's someone's birthday. Why do we have candles burning on this Advent wreath? Because Jesus' birthday is coming, and we are anticipating Jesus' birth. Now, we have lit one candle, and last week we light two candles, and this Sunday we light three candles. And then, the Sunday before Christmas, we light all four candles. And when we do, we light the big white candle then later on, which is known as Christmas Eve. So when we see the Advent candles burning, we remember that Jesus was born and grew up to be a man who showed us how to love one another. The story in John's Gospel that we read this morning tells us all about that. But there's something about light. Did you know you can't see light unless you're in the shadows or in the dark? And you turn your lights on during a sunny day, you will probably know that they're on, but they don't shine. They don't dispel darkness because darkness is already gone. So the sun streaming in your window sometimes bathes everything in what we call natural light. You don't seek to turn on your lamps when you feel that you have enough of light already, right? Well, the amount of light that we need to survive is relative. Those who live in the city become accustomed to huge amount of light, you know, like from street lamps and buildings and signs and roadways. But if the electricity fails and the lights go out, it feels like a strange and lonely place. Those who live in the country, however, with no street lights on the roads and few houses for miles, experience a very different kind of life. You see, when you're driving on a windy country road, you can be challenged in the dark, especially when the moon is new or the clouds are obscured from the stars. And that kind of pitch blackness is something that most of us aren't used to. For those of us used to the city lights, we cling to our hope on our headlights, and we make our way slowly through. Now, when I was telling you the little story about the birthday candles and the Advent wreath and a star that shined over Bethlehem to indicate that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was born, I got a special challenge for you. On the 21st of December, which is coming up soon, you will be able to experience what they saw the night that Jesus was born. And it's called Experiencing the Christmas Star. Now, it's probably not the same star. I don't know. I wasn't around when Jesus was born, and I don't think any of us are or was. But this thing that's going to take first on December the 21st, right at sunset. This is a time when Jupiter and Saturn will come together, and the image will appear as one great big star. Now, scientists tell us that the planets won't align like this again, probably, many years, maybe 800, 900 years, I don't know how long, but it's a very rare thing. So we challenge you. Now, you might want to get binoculars or whatever to look at it a little closer, But we will be able to see this with the naked eye in the awe of the light that's sent into our world. And for the first time, heavens will allow us to transcend the mysteriousness of God as he broke through the reality and became presence in our life. Now, there's no simple way to explain all this, but it really gives us an affirmation about the things that God had created in the heavens and the earth. So during this time of what we call winter solstice, when Jupiter and Saturn are lining up to create an incredible bright star of wonder, as we have known it to be the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem. Now these two planets appear to come together, and they're wonderful how that takes place. And stargazers in the northern hemisphere should turn their heads and telescopes to the southwest of the sky about 45 minutes after sunset to see the planets align on December the 21st. Now, you'll be able to see that bright star for many days afterwards as the way that the Earth rotates around the sun and the stars and the planets and they come to. So you'll be able to see it for quite a while. But I want you to be able to know on December the 21st, you too can experience the Christmas star. Well, we rambled along a little bit today in our youth message, but you will also be able to just celebrate the birth of Christ, because without that light coming into the world, we wouldn't have no hope. This whole world would be completely dark. Amen. So if you haven't accepted Jesus in your life or you've been thinking about it, you know, it's a simple prayer. It's to just say, Lord, I know there's so many things in this world that I don't understand, but one thing I do understand is we have light and we have darkness. And I don't want to live my life in darkness. So I understand that Jesus is the light of the world. So I ask him to come into my life and be Lord over it. God bless you, and we'll keep in touch. Hope and pray to see you in church soon.